Hello?
Hi, Craig. Sahak with Local Splash calling you back.
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm good. How's your day going?
Oh, it's good. Sorry, I...
Nice. Yeah, sorry it kept dropping. I don't know why that was happening. Figured I'd just
call you
back.
Yeah, it would go enter or whatever, and then it would just all of a sudden just go... Anyway, whatever. Who cares? You're here now.
Yep, exactly. Okay, great. So, so we're ready to get going then? Or do you have any more questions, or...?
No. I mean, I think I covered it all before. I don't know. I imagine that there's a few things I'm not quite aware of, but I suspect it's going to be answered while we go through what we're about to go through, you know?
That is very true. Yes, very perceptive. Okay, cool. So, let's see here. So for the address you want to be verified through, now, you don't have to list the address online, of course. You know, we don't want a bunch of crazies coming to your house unless it's like a brick and mortar or an office. We don't have to list it online. But this would just be the address that they're going to send your verification to. Like it's a postcard that comes in the mail, and then you send it back to verify the address. So what would be a good address for that?
That's 209.
Okay.
Ruth Avenue.
Ruth,
like R-U-T-H.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Venice, California.
Okay. And it's popping up as 90291?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. Once we get finished up here, I'm going to send you over an email that has an invoice with everything included, the pricing and everything. So what would be a good email for that, Craig?
It's Craig, C-R-A-I-G.
Okay.
At threeroadhomes.com.
And that's spelled out three?
T-H-R-E-E-R-O-A-D. Yeah.
Right, spelled out. Okay.
Yeah.
threeroadhomes@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Craig at threeroadhomes.
No, at threeroadhomes.com.
.com. Yeah, sorry about that. I was like, wait, I already put the at. That's my fault. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. There it is. Okay, and then this will be the number you'd like listed online for contact with your clients?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. There it is. All right, and then for, oh, I didn't ask, what was your last name, Greg?
Well, it's, wait a second, did you write my name? Because my name's Craig, not Greg.
Yeah, sorry, that was my mistake,
okay.
Sorry, Craig, yeah. C-R-A-I-G,
Craig, yeah.
Right?
I-G, yeah, correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And the last name?
Yeah, there's only like 10 people in the world whose name is Craig anymore, so...
Yeah, I know. I actually knew one, but I'm thinking, yeah, it's quite a while back I spoke with him. Now that you say that, I guess, yeah that is true.
It is. Unless you go to, like in Scotland, you know, Craig is basically John, you know? So
right, exactly. One of the most common names, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, Craig, what was the thing? What did you ask? What was my...
Oh, your last name, Craig.
Oh, Brownrigg. B-R-O-W-N-R-I-G-G.
All right, Brownrigg. Okay, great.
Brownrigg, yeah.
What nationality is that name? I've never heard that last name.
It's Scottish.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, I've lived here for I'm actually Canadian, but my parents, both sides of my parents' family are all Scottish. Yeah, it makes for an interesting Christmas dinner, believe me.
Yeah, I was going to say interesting family reunions.
Yeah. They're all fucking drunk and crazy. I love it.
It's definitely, it's interesting though, you can at least say that.
Yeah, that is.
For sure.
Yeah, it's never a moment, but anyway.
Yeah, so mine, it's a Sahak Bedrosian. My dad was Sicilian and Armenian, and then my mom was Swedish-Norwegian, so I'm kind of like on both sides. Yeah, interesting.
Wow.
Background. Yeah, it's like super
crazy.
Random, right?
Yeah,
random. Okay. But yeah, I love that. You know, like the rich culture and the background for sure.
Yeah.
Right. Don't want to live any other way for sure.
Totally.
So as for your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear to your clients online, for hours of operation, you want like a 9 to 5 or?
I mean, I find that I on some other things I usually list like, you know, like 8 to 8.
Okay.
That's usually when,
more hours, more opportunity.
Yeah. Well, this business that we're in, that I'm in, isn't really a 9 to 5 thing, you know, so.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, some people just have, they're like, just put 24 hours. I'm like, Monday through Sunday? They're like, yeah. I'm just like, okay, why not? Because some, you know, if they do emergency service like plumbing or anything like that,
it makes sense.
Right. Yeah. And then for, let's see, contact with clients, do you want them to contact you through phone, text, and email to have that ability?
Any is fine.
Okay. And then for specific areas that you want to show up in, now we can narrow it down to even zip codes or even just like, you know, cities, whatever is best for you. You can have up to 12.
12, okay. And does it depend on like, it's like you guys, like I can pick anyone or is it too much like, oh no, we already have people in those zip codes and we can't do
that? No. Well, as long as it's in this, the radius that we got for you, which is from that address you just gave me, about 50 miles, you're good.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Now, I don't know if I know the zip codes for the areas. Like, can you just do it, like, on your
city? Yeah, I can have the tech. Yeah. Give me the cities, and then I can have, when the tech meets with you. By the way, would you like to do that today with the tech, or is Monday morning going to be better?
How long does it take with them?
So let's say it was at 2 o'clock. They'll call within 30 minutes of that 2 o'clock time. You'll be done by the top of the hour of the next hour, unless you have, like, a lot of questions. But usually, yeah, it's pretty quick.
I can do it today.
And then 2 p.m. is okay, or what's a good time?
Well, can we make it 3? If it's 3, then I'm totally
fine. Yeah, that should be fine. Yeah, okay, great.
Perfect.
And then for areas, yeah, just give me the city names that you have, and then I'll have the tech give you, like, the zip codes and kind of get more down into the nitty-gritty during the interview. And he can give you good keywords that have high volume searches and all that good stuff too.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So I'll go. You said there's 12. Wait, is it 12 zip 12. Codes or 12?
You can have either 12 zip codes or cities. So if you give me the cities, he can find out the zip codes. Now, if you do have the zip codes on hand, we can go with those, the ones you have now.
Okay. Well, 90291 is one because that's where I live, and that's
right. Great. Always a good one.
90405.
Got it.
And then those are the only zips I know off the top of my head, but then, I'd go to like, Palos Verdes.
Palos Verdes. Okay. Got it.
Newport.
Newport. Got it.
I'm pulling my maps just to make sure that I'm not like skipping.
Yeah, take your time. We got time. So yeah, don't rush it if you want to. Yeah, take your time for sure.
No. I mean, it's just take a second here. I just gotta like. Yeah. Okay, so then I mean, I don't know if go Manhattan Beach.
Okay, Manhattan Beach. Want to get those like high income clients too, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of like
for sure.
In there. That's Palos Verdes and thing. I mean, I'd probably even go into like a, I mean, I don't know if there's different zip codes here, but like a El Segundo.
El Segundo. Okay.
Yeah. And then I said Palos Verdes, right? I don't know you if
did, right?
Rancho. Yeah. I don't know if Rancho Palos Verdes is different.
Maybe it's a part of Palos Verdes, it sounds like.
Yeah. I don't really know how they
But then again, he can just find the zip for that, too, like when you're doing the interview.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, so Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach, okay.
I don't think it's more than 50 miles, Laguna.
Laguna Beach, okay, good one.
Yeah. And then... that's about as far as I probably want to go. But then I have Pacific Palisades.
That's another good one. Yeah, Pacific Palisades. Okay.
I might as well. I mean, Malibu seems like a. We'll go like Calabasas.
Yeah. Okay. Calabasas.
Yeah. Sherman Oaks.
Okay. Sherman Oaks. Got it.
Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills.
And then Beverly Hills.
So 90210.
Yeah. It's like weirdly close to where I am.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's almost the same. And that's exactly what popped in my head with the show. So I was like, oh, that's really close to your zip code, too.
Yeah. Beverly Hills, I guess, well, Pasadena.
Right, okay, Pasadena.
How many are we out there?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know if I can see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
So that's right in there. You're right in there.
Yeah, okay. But we only have 12, right?
Yeah, so if you want, but in the time that you have before the time with the tech, just go through that list and make your top 12 and then give, like, you know, confirm that with him.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Okay. And then for website, you guys do have one, right? We're going to use your URL.
Correct.
Because we can build another site. But if you guys already have one and, you know, you're happy with it, then let's go with that. Because obviously cohesiveness is important, too, to keep the same one.
Totally.
For sure. Okay. And now I think that's all there. And then for keywords you want to show up for. Now, new construction, I know for sure. But I know there's a lot of, you know, variables within that. You can have up to 15. So give me the other 14 that you do have. And if not, like I said, the tech, you can finish it up there.
Okay. But is it just single words or like, you know, like bathroom renovation?
Right. Just like that.
Two.
Bathroom, that's actually one. Yeah, that's fine. It's as long as it's like a keyword or phrase, as they put it. It's a phrase, bathroom renovation.
Gotcha. Okay. So, well, you know, we'll go, you know, renovation.
Okay.
I mean, would home renovation be different or is that, would...
So if they even type the word renovation, you'll pop up. So I think that's better to be more specific, you know?
Oh, like to actually go home renovation.
Yeah, but I would definitely put in home renovation as one of the main ones because I know that's a high-paying job, just like bathroom or kitchen renovation. You do those too, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so kitchen renovation. These are the three that I have for sure. Kitchen renovation, bathroom renovation, home renovation.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking too. Because those are the money jobs.
Yeah, that's what, you know. I mean, honestly, even when we do entire houses, it's really like, you know, doing a bedroom. It's like nothing, you know, it's like drywall, you know.
Right. Compared to that because you got so much, you know, stuff you got to put into it.
Yeah. So, so that's three. I guess we can say, or what was
so that's new construction, kitchen renovation, home renovation, bathroom renovation. So that's four.
Okay.
You have 50, you have 11 then, more.
Okay. I'd say like a remodel.
Yeah, there you go. Remodel, drywall.
Yeah. Yeah, drywall would probably be good. I'm going to say home remodel, but like architecture.
Okay. Architecture.
Like home design.
There it is, home design.
Like home builder, maybe?
Yeah, home builds.
Sorry, interior design is another one, too, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good one, interior design, okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. So five more if you got them. And like I said, if you don't have them now, we can have the tech set it up too.
Yeah, maybe go what's another one I always get all the time? Oh, like kitchen countertops.
Oh, countertops. There you go. That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Just countertops.
Yeah.
Flooring? Do you do flooring too?
Yeah, that was the other one. Flooring.
Flooring.
And also like a exterior, I don't know what the next word is after that, but like we do a lot of exterior.
Exterior, like exterior, I know what you're talking about, but it's not coming to me either. Like add-on or something, exterior.
Addition, yeah, yeah, you could go like
additions?
Home addition.
Yeah,
like
home addition.
Yeah, home addition
it.
Is good, yeah. And another one, actually, it's an acronym, but like it's like, I don't know if that counts, but it's like an ADU.
ADU? Like just the letters ADU?
Yeah, I mean, that's an acronym for like a additional...
oh, that some people might use online too, actually. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, it's funny. It's such an acronym. I'm like, wait, what does it actually stand for? I know it's additional...
Yeah, I've never heard,
additional dwelling units, that's what it is.
There we go, okay. Additional
yeah,
dwelling
or
units. Interesting.
Or accessory, whatever. It's basically when people like build tiny little houses in their backyard to house their
there's another keyword for that that people use, like exterior dwellings or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's a great one.
Yeah, there we go. Exterior dwellings. And the tech can also find out what the keyword is that they use like most for that too, but that's one of them, I think, is exterior dwellings. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that should be good. And then we're setting you up for the interview with the tech Friday, 3 p.m. Okay. And then any others that you have? I think we have, let me just count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 14. So we could have one more, or like I said, yeah.
Just to add on there, like a restoration.
Restoration. Okay, that's good too. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that should be good for this portion. There we go. Make sure I got everything correct. Okay. Yep. There it is. Okay, save that. And then let me just confirm I got the email and everything correct, because once we process, that's going to send your invoice through text and email. So I think you get the text first, but yeah, let me just make sure it's going to the right place here. There we go.
You just sent an email?
Yeah, no, I haven't processed yet. I'm just letting you know ahead of time. I'm making sure I have the email and everything correct. But yeah, once we process payment, that's when it'll come through. And then also the invoice is how you e-sign. And that's pretty much the next step. And then after that, I do a verification and boom, you're good to go. Okay, so let me just... confirm the email, craig@3roadhomes.com. Always good to make sure it's going to the right place. Roadhomes.com. There it is. Okay, perfect. So now for billing, the address will be the same, the 209 Ruth?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. That's a Visa or a MasterCard?
Do you take American Express?
We do, actually, yeah.
Okay, I just
realized. So, got that, American Express. Go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Get it. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Sorry.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I went to the next room to grab my card, and I was like, oh, shit, I can't hear him anymore. Anyway, American Express 3792.
Got it.
850-822-01-005.
Okay, so just to confirm, 3792-850-822-01-005.
Yeah.
Okay, and the expiration?
1224.
1224, got it. And then the code on the back?
5557.
5557. Got it. Okay. Now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way the calls are more secure. You know it's us when we're calling. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go city I was born in.
Okay. And the city?
Montreal.
Montreal. There we go. Got it. Oh, yeah, I think Lulu, actually, the one you spoke with earlier, she's actually from there or somewhere
yeah,
in Canada.
Funny. She mentioned that. She's from Quebec City, which is like...
Yeah, that was
from Montreal, actually.
Yeah. I remember she told me that one time. That's funny. Yeah.
Okay, so
let me just set up your profile.
We're everywhere.
Right? I went there, because I'm actually from Washington State, you know, like Monroe and Snohomish County, so I used to go up there to go snowboarding all the time.
Oh, well, I was born in Montreal. I moved, when I was 2 months old, to Vancouver, B.C. And so I grew up snowboarding in, in Whistler and all that kind of good
right.
stuff.
Right, so, yeah, I love it there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Whistler and
yeah.
Blackcomb.
Whistler, Blackcomb, I'm a huge Seahawks fan now because of living there, actually.
Really? That's so cool. Yeah. Because I used to be a big fan, of course, especially the Sonics, too, but then they discontinued the team, so that was kind of whatever.
Now the Seattle Kraken are, like, lighting it up. They're doing well.
I heard about that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here. All right, and then we had you on the platinum, right? The platinum plan with the Facebook ads,
like
the whole shebang.
Yeah, I think it was $2.99 a month or something.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, so that's directories, first place listing on Google, Bing. We can run traffic and analytics on the site if you want. You're on Alexa searches. The Facebook ads, it's pretty much the whole shebang except for the Google guaranteed. If you wanted to add the Google guaranteed in the future, we could, or Google ads, you know, totally up to you. But I think you already said you were running a Google ad campaign, right?
Yes. But if this overlaps that, then I'm just going to cancel that.
Yeah, I would say just have us do it if you do want to do it in the future, because you'll have a tech team doing it, and they've had a lot of success with it because they've perfected it, so better that way anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Okay, let's see here. Just setting you up. Just takes a quick second. The internet is fast today, so that's always good. There we go. Okay, so you'll see that payment process now. And then, like I said, you're going to see the text and email come through with your invoice. And then I think it's not instantaneous. It just takes a quick sec. I think you'll see the text first, though. So it's processing now. Okay, let's double check here. Looks like it's good. So you'll see that come through now. Let me know when you see that. I think the text should come through first. Yeah, you got it?
I got the email. I got the text. And
Okay. So just say below is your invoice. There'll be a blue link. Click there. That takes you into the invoice. Go ahead, take a look there. Let me know if you got any questions. Once you get to the bottom, that's where you would e-sign. So yeah, take a look. Let me know if you got any questions or whatnot.
I certify and authorize whatever. Okay. Okay. Click here. I'm signing right now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just click on the I'm the authorized user, type your name, hit enter. Yep, you're good to go.
Okay, I got username and password.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, so that's actually, let's double check on my side, but yeah, that means it's e-sign. Now that we just have one other step, and then you're good to go. Right. So it's called a voice verification. Is to go along with the invoice that I just sent you. Also, as an added form of protection, and of course, to ensure the accuracy of the order. So first, I'm going to start now. If you need me to review or anything, just let me know. It's very straightforward, but just in case, you know. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, can you, for the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Three Road Homes.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Craig Brownrigg. Title is owner.
Okay, great. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we set up that security question for you, because we will make sure to use that when we call. And other callers or, you know, vendors that do call, you can make sure to disregard those. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, also, I'm going to give you a number here that's going to be the number that tech will call from and also your go-to number going forward. I can give that to you now or text it to you at the end of the call. Up to you.
Yeah, you can just text it to me. It's good.
Okay, perfect. I'll do that. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today on April 28th in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th or 30 days from today in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'll text you to prevent charges for your next month of service. All you have to do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, I'm just going to send you over the invite to the interview with the tech. It's going to come through email as like a Google Calendar invite. You said 3 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Perfect. That's 3 o'clock. Okay, we have 4 in that hour. Would 2 o'clock be okay?
Yeah, actually I could probably, are we almost done right now?
Yeah, actually this is it. After this, I'm hanging up with you and you're good to go.
Okay, then yeah, I can do that because I have some stuff I need to do before then, but I need like a half hour, but that gives me 45 minutes. So.
Okay. Yep. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so they'll be calling at 2, within 30 minutes of 2 o'clock, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, perfect. And then again, just let them know if there's any, you know, with scheduling, just let them know in case.
Yeah. Do I need, like, my thing just popped up, it said username, password, but, like, I don't have either of those.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to address that. Sorry about that. So the tech is going to set up your accounts today during that interview, and you'll receive that within 7 days.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, sorry I didn't address that when you first said that.
No, that's okay.
All right, so here we go. Again, just adding your email here, and that's going to get sent over right now.
Okay,
you should see that come through now, and you're good to go. So all you got to do is just hit yes on the RSVP, and then you're all set up, and then I can let you go. Oh, let me know once you got that.
Hit yes on the RSVP that you just emailed to me, is that right?
Right, exactly. It'll be like a Google Calendar invite.
Accept.
Okay, perfect. Let me just double check on my end.
Yeah, I just did it.
Okay, perfect. So you're good to go. Craig, it was great talking with you again. Welcome to the team, and they'll call you within 30 minutes at 2 o'clock time and get you all set up, okay?
Right on. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, I appreciate it. Yeah, you have a good one, okay? Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.